Amen.
Hallelujah. In the name of Lord Jesus Christ, we start our service.
奉主圣名，我们开始晚上的聚会。
Let's all rise up and sing hymn 47.
请各位起立，我们唱诗四十七首。
Sing hymn 47.
请唱诗四十七首。
Standing and pray together.
请各位仍旧站立，我们低头默祷。
Let's bow and pray in silence.
低头默祷。
Hallelujah! In the name of Lord Jesus Christ, we praise and give thanks to our Heavenly Father.
奉主圣名，哈利路亚！我们感谢天上的父神。
Father, we praise you and thank you for giving this night to live and glorify your name.
主啊，我们感谢你给我们这样的机会啊，来颂赞你。
Lord, after a hard week of work, we can come here to relax and enjoy your words.
我们经过一个星期的工作，可以到这边啊，来享受这个日子。
And we also thank you for bringing friends here tonight to listen to your word.
我们也感谢主带领我们的朋友们一同来来这个听这个信息。
Lord, we ask you to open their hearts to know that you are the true and living God.
啊，求主开启他们的心，什么都明白，你就是真神。
Because a lot of people in this world, they want to get to know you better.
啊，这世上还有很多人希望能够更认识你。
So tonight we ask you for your Holy Spirit to guide them.
我们求主的灵来指引他们。
Lord, you proclaim that you are the bread of life.
啊，你就是啊这个生命之光。
And whoever come to you shall not be hunger.
啊，那么来就近你的人，你就是生命的粮；来就近你的人将不会饥饿。
And you proclaim that you are the light of the world.
你就是世界的光。
And whoever follow you shall not walk in darkness, but have the light of life.
跟随你的人就不会在黑暗里面，就会得到生命之光。
Lord, so you proclaim that you are the door.
你就是门路。
And only through you that we can find salvation.
只有借着你才能够得到救恩。
Lord, you also proclaim that you are the good shepherd.
你就是好牧人。
A good shepherd, you have died for your sheep.
好牧人为羊群而死。
Lord, you also proclaim that you are the resurrection and life.
你就是复活。
So for us, if we live in you, we will never die again.
我们活在你里面就不会再死。
But we have hope for eternal life.
我们有永生的盼望。
And you also proclaim that you are the way, the truth, and the life.
你就是道路、真理、生命。
No one can go to the Father except through you.
除了借着你，没有人能到父那边去。
Lord, you also proclaim that you are the true vine.
你就是真光。
And whoever abide in you,
你是真葡萄树。
And whoever abide in you will live forever.
那么跟你连接在一起的，就能得到生命。
Lord, we believe that you are the true and living God.
我们相信你就是真神。
But please help our unbelief.
求主帮助我们的不信。
So tonight, as your worker come to preach your words,
今天我们的工人来传扬信息。
Please give him the mouth to speak everything according to your will.
求主赐给他们智慧，使他们能照着你的旨意去说。
And open the heart of your chosen people to know your will.
求主开你的选民，使他们能够明白你的旨意。
Lord, we give this session to you.
我们再一次把今晚的聚会交在你的手里。
May your name always be glorified.
愿你的名得到荣耀。
And we ask you to guide us tonight.
我们再一次求主带领我们。
May all the glories and praise be unto your heavenly name.
愿一切荣耀颂赞都归给你的圣名。
Hallelujah, Amen.
Hallelujah, Amen.
Please be seated.
请坐。
Praise and thank God. We'd like to welcome our friends and our brother and sister for here tonight.
感谢赞美神，我们再一次欢迎我们的朋友跟弟兄姐妹们一起来参加聚会。
Before we ask Pastor Lang to come up here to give us a message, we'd like to invite the San Jose Choir to sing a couple hymns for us.
我们在请梁传道正道之前，先请听圣何西诗班的献诗。
King David once said, "The Lord is my shepherd, I shall not want. He makes me lie down in green pastures. He leads me beside the still waters. He restores my soul, he leads me in the paths of righteousness. For his name's sake, Yea, though I walk through the valley of the shadow of death, I will fear no evil, for you are with me. Your rod and your staff, they comfort me. You prepare a table before me in the presence of my enemies. You anoint my head with oil. My cup runs over. Surely goodness and mercy shall follow me all the days of my life, and I will dwell in the house of the Lord forever. The hymn we will now present in Mandarin, called I Need Thee Every Hour, reflects this message from David and his reliance on God.
大卫王曾经做过一篇诗，说：“主是我的牧者，我必不至于缺乏。他使我躺卧在青草地上，领我到可安歇的水边。他使我的灵魂苏醒，为自己的名引导我走正路。我虽然行过死荫的幽谷，也不怕遭害，因为你与我同在，你的杖、你的竿也都安慰我。在我敌人面前，你为我摆设筵席。” 你用油膏了我的头，使我的福杯满意。我一生一世必有恩惠慈爱随着我，我且要住在主的殿中，直到永远。我们将献上的中文诗《我时刻告主》，回应了大卫王的讯息，以及他对神的依靠。
Our next hymn, which is named Still, speaks of turning to the Lord in dire times. Just as King David turned to the Lord and praised him when he was in distress, we too can turn to the Lord in our times of distress. And because the Lord is unchanging, David's approach, almost 3,000 years ago, is still valid today. And therefore, we will now present this hymn, Still.
我们的下一首诗仍然诉说着在苦难时仍要转向神赞美神，正如同大卫王一般，当我们在苦难中仍然要转向神赞美神，因为神是永远不变的。3000年前大卫王依靠的神，在如今仍是一样的可靠。我们将献上下一首诗仍然。
Oh.
Once again, we welcome friends to attend our evening service.
我们请来看马太福音十六章。
Let's refer to Matthew chapter
16. 十五节。
Verse 15.
马太福音十六章的十五节。
Matthew chapter 16, verse 15.
耶稣说，你们说我是谁？
Verse 15, he said to them, but who do you say that I am?
主耶稣问这个问题是在他传道的末期。
Jesus Christ asked this question towards the end of his evangelical works.
他的门徒已经跟从他一段时间了。
The disciples have been following him for quite a while.
主耶稣要知道 到底他的门徒对他认识多少。
Jesus wants to find out how much that his disciple truly knew about him.
所以说问他说你们说我是谁。
Therefore he asked this question, but who do you say that I am?
这个问题很短但是很重要。
It's a very short question, yet it's very important.
我们现在活在这个世界里面有的人是谁都不管只管我自己。
We're living on this earth. Some people don't even care about the others, just care about himself. About themselves.
完全以自我为中心来生
活。So very egoistic.
那有的人是很
self-centered,
很注重成名的人。
Some people really look upon the famous celebrities.
所以特别是一些电影明星。
Especially like the movie stars, all those celebrities.
他几岁他哪一天生日记得很清楚。
They have a very thorough knowledge of, the celebrities, the date of birth, and etc.
他所有的私生活都记得很清楚。
Even they know very details about, the private lives.
但是我们在人类历史当中有一个人非常不一样。
But in the human history, there's one person who is very unique.
他就是主耶稣。
He is Jesus.
认识他对我们有绝对的关系。
And knowing him, it is directly related to us.
我们看约翰福音第八章。
Let's read John chapter 8.
约翰福音的第八章。
John chapter 8. 八章。
五十八节。
Verse 58.
约翰福音第八章五十八节。
John chapter 8, verse 58. Verse 58, Jesus said to them, Most assuredly I say to you, before Abraham was, I am.
这里主耶稣在提到他的存在。
Jesus Christ mentioned about his existence.
这个不是，你如果读英文你知道这不是文法错误。
That's no grammatically error if you read the English verse.
耶稣说还没有亚伯拉罕。
Before Abraham was.
这个英文是过去式的。
In this phrase, the Bible used the past tense, was. Before Abraham was.
我们知道我们一个人能够用现代式不过是几十年。
A person can live only for several decades.
你断气的那一天就已经用过去式了。
So the moment you die and you become history. It's past.
这个亚伯兰这个人物是在主耶稣2000年以前的一个人。
Abraham existed about 2000 years prior to Christ.
但是主耶稣说在没有亚伯兰以前亚伯兰已经过去了。
However, in this statement, if you read in English, before Abraham was,
就有我了。
I am.
就是用现在式的。
And it is in present tense.
这个是一个非常重要的一件对主耶稣的认识。
It is a very, very clear understanding. We must have this clear understanding to Jesus.
人类历史哲学家没有一个人讲过这样的话。
In human history, nor any philosopher ever made such a statement.
主耶稣主要是讲说两千年以前我已经存在了。
Well, Jesus Christ tried to proclaim that as 2000 years ago, I have already existed.
我们记得出埃及记里面摩西曾经问神一个问题。
In the Exodus, perhaps we still remember, Moses once asked God a question.
说你是什么名字。
And what is your name?
第三章。
Exodus chapter 3.
第三章的十三节。
Verse 13.
出埃及记第三章十三节。
Exodus chapter 3, verse 13.
若问我说他叫什么名字，我要对他们说什么呢？最后一半。
The second portion.
摩西说，如果有人问我说，那他叫什么名字，我怎么说呢
？If we read the last portion of verse 13, what is his name? What shall I say to them?
十四节。
Verse 14.
神对摩西说我是自有永有。
And God said to Moses, I am who I am.
神说我是。
And God say, proclaim that I am.
就是神没有过去式的。
God has no past tense.
这个什么意思？ So,
What does that mean?
他的存在是永远的。
And his existence is forever.
那主耶稣在介绍自己的时候，他说我是。
So Jesus Christ make the same introduction to himself. I am.
2000年前我是，我存在。
2000 years ago, I have already existed.
所以主耶稣讲这个我是跟当时神在告诉摩西我是同一个字。
So the proclamation of Jesus as I am is the same as when God proclaimed himself to Moses, I am. So these are the same words used.
所以新约时代的神就是旧约时代显现给摩新约时代的耶稣就是旧约时代显现给摩西的那一位神。
So Jesus during the New Testament time is the same God appearing to Moses 2000 years ago.
所以他说我是。
Therefore he proclaimed I am.
但是那个时代的人听不懂。
So during the time of Jesus, people couldn't understand, couldn't comprehend.
因为这个太深了。
It's too profound.
没有一个人这样讲过。
Nobody ever made such a statement, I am.
所以就觉得他们是亵渎神。
So they felt that, the people felt that they blasphemed God.
你还没有50岁啊。
You're not even 50 years old.
你什么2000年前呢、啊、亚伯兰就仰望你的日子。
And how could you say that 2000 years ago, Abraham looked upon you.
你得罪神。
You sinned against God.
所以用石头把他打死。
Therefore, they stoned him to death. They tried to stone him to death.
但是主耶稣说我是这不是一次而已。
Jesus Christ didn't just make the same statement once.
所以主耶稣说你们说我是谁。
So Jesus asked a question, who do you think I am?
诸位我们今天很多人信耶稣信了这么久。
Friends, we have been believing in Jesus perhaps for years.
请问你说耶稣是谁。
May I ask the same question, what do you know about Jesus?
那这些门徒啊一个一个回答都不对。
So the disciples give different answers, but none of them is right.
有人说是施洗约翰，他已经被砍头了，就表示他复活了。
Some say that Jesus is John the Baptist, yet he was beheaded.
有人说他是以利亚，
he beheaded and resurrected.
他是旧约的先知，他也死了，他是直接就升天了。
Someone also thought that Jesus was Elijah from the Old Testament time, yet he ascended to heaven.
那有人说他是以利亚。
Someone even thought that Jesus was Jeremiah.
这个都不对啊。
And these are all the wrong answers.
只有西门说。
Only Simon said that.
你是永生神的儿子。
You are the son of the everlasting God.
今天晚上我们要从主耶稣的自我介绍来了解主耶稣。
So tonight we're going to understand Jesus from his self-introduction.
有人问说你是谁。
So someone may ask you the same question, who are you?
我们人众位平平常的方法就是名片拿出来，我是谁？
Usually we show our business card.
这个就是我的名字。
This is my name.
然后前面有他现在在做什么。
And his job title.
那有的人翻过了还有啊。
And some people may print it, you know, on the reverse side.
这个哈佛大学研究，没有毕业没有关系，研究这个也是一个 title.
It's a title that, you know, studied or doing research in Harvard University.
所以我们人常常要告诉人我是谁，就是这张名片。
So a lot of time when we try to introduce ourselves, we present our business card.
好，那我们先来看耶稣怎么介绍他是谁。
But let's take a look of how Jesus introduced himself to the others.
那他的自我介绍跟我们又有什么关系？
So what is his self-proclamation related to us?
我们看约翰福音第六章。
Let's read John chapter 6.
约翰福音第六章。
John chapter 6.
35节。
Verse 35.
耶稣说，我就是生命之粮，到我这里来的必定不饿，信我的永远不渴。
And Jesus said to them, I am the bread of life. He who comes to me shall never hunger, and he who believes in me shall never thirst.
没有一个人这样自我介绍过。
Nobody else ever made such a proclamation.
很多人说，我带粮食给你。
Many people say that I bring food to you.
但是你有听谁说我就是粮食？
Have you ever heard someone tell that I am the bread?
难道我要吃你吗？
And am I going to, you know, to eat you?
但是主耶稣说我就是生命之粮。
But Jesus said that, and I am the bread of life.
那这个32节啊，主耶稣在讲。
Jesus said to them,
那天上量的不是摩西赐给你们，乃是我父在天上的真量。
Moses didn't give you the bread from heaven, but my father gives you the true bread from heaven.
所以主耶稣在提到我们在地上有两种粮食。
So Jesus mentioned about there are two kinds of breads on earth.
一种是神给当时以色列百姓那个玛纳，是物质的。
Originally, the manna was given by God.
好像我们现在吃这个晚餐，这是物质的。
Just like the dinner we ate this evening, it was material.
你吃了还会饿。
You will be hungry again.
你吃了几十年，你会死。
And even if this eat this kind of food for several decades, you are still going to die.
但是主耶稣这里特别讲有一个叫做真粮。
But in here, Jesus mentioned about the true bread.
那这个真粮是什么？
And what is this true bread?
你吃了就不会饿，就不会渴。
And if you eat the bread of life, you shall never hunger.
啊，那你吃的就有永生。
And you will have the everlasting life.
这个就是耶稣本身。
And this is the true self of Jesus Christ.
我们人活在世界上有很多的问题。
Whilst on this earth, we have a lot of questions to ask.
但是很多的问题你找不到答案。
But many of the questions or doubts have no answers.
这是很奥秘的。
And it is a mystery.
所以有人说，有人的地方就有问题。
And someone say that, since there are human beings, there are questions.
但是有神的地方就有答案。
But, if there is a God, there will be answers. There will always be answers.
神给世人的问题的答案就是耶稣。
So, the answer, of,the questions asked by human being is Jesus.
这是事实。
This is a fact.
我们现在来想一个问题。
So let's ponder over a question.
我想我们常常也会这样想。
Perhaps we always raise this kind of question.
到底我们人要怎么样才可以得到满足？
How can a person be satisfied?
这个问题不简单回答。
It's not easy question.
诸位，你们坐在这里。
And all of you
都有很好的收入。
Many of you have good income.
因为在湾区这个是收入很高的地方。
Bay Area is a high income place.
在物质上我们都很丰盛。
Materially, we are very abundant.
请问你满足了吗？
May I ask you one question? Are you satisfied or are you content?
如果你到非洲绕一圈。
If you ever visit Africa.
跟我们相比，你会发现他们是一无所有。
And try to make a comparison with us, they have nothing.
但是我们样样都有。
But we have everything.
但是我们满足了吗？
Are we content?
我们现在所有的以前的皇帝都没有。
And we possess everything we have, not even the king in the history, ever have.
皇帝看过电视吗？
Did a king in the ancient time ever watch television?
皇帝上过网吗？
Did a king ever go internet?
皇帝有没有行动电话呢？
Did a king of the ancient time ever have a cell phone?
皇帝有没有坐过有冷气的汽车呢？
Did a king ever travel in an air-conditioned limousine?
没有，我们都有。
A king in the ancient time owned nothing of what we have nowadays.
但是我们满足了吗？
Are we content or are we satisfied?
事实证告诉我们人活着并没有满足。
So the fact is that man is never satisfied.
我举几个例子。
Let me give you several classical examples.
第一个。
Firstly,
在美国有千万的人呢醉酒。
In America, a lot of people are drunk.
他为什么要醉酒？
Why they want to get drunk?
就生活很无聊。
Because they are bored.
所以如果你搭飞机搭经济舱。
If you ever take a plane and in the商务舱。In the business class.
飞机一上飞以后每一个人都在喝酒。
And as soon as the planes take off, almost everybody order alcohol.
差不多每一个都在喝酒，不然女的也一样。
Almost every passenger, man or woman.
为什么？
Why?
因为酒一喝下去你就一种解脱。
When the person drinks the wine, he feels very, very relaxing.
所以这个是一种心灵空虚的一种暂时解脱的方法。
It's just a temporary way to try to release from vanity.
全世界赌场最大的市场在哪里？
What is the biggest casino in the world?
赌场 drug.
A drug market.
在哪里？
Where?
是在美国。
It is in US.
啊，所以美国一直向那个哥伦比亚抗议，你们不要铲毒啊。
And although the American government always protested to the Colombian government that you should stop making drugs, producing drugs.
哥伦比亚的政府说，只要你们人不买，我们就倒闭了。
And in reply, the government said, as long as you know.Your people do not buy the drugs, and our factories will be closed for good.
那现在这个用毒不但是蓝领阶级，连白领阶级也在用毒。
So, not just the blue collar workers, even the white collars use drugs.
为什么？
人的心。And what's the reason?
空虚。
Because of vanity.
所以人需要满足。
So man tends to be satisfied.
那最好就是毒品。
So the best way is to use drug.
那我们在美国里面，你看到很多人花很多的时间在看电影。
And also in the US, you may discover a lot of people spend time to watch TV or movies.
大家都有经验了，这个电视里面很多都是 rerun 的，一次又一次放。
Perhaps you will notice that the same there are a lot of reruns.
但是为什么你会想去看呢？
Why do you still want to watch movies?
不然我怎么过？
You may say, yeah, how I'm going to live.
一方面我们觉得时间很宝贵。
In one hand, we feel that time is precious.
但是另外一方面又时间很多，不晓得怎么过，就是看那个无聊的东西。
On the other hand, it seems that we have a lot of time. And therefore we watch all these movies or TV programs.
再来就青少年乱搞男女关系。
And the next is the sexual immorality between the youth. The young generation.
因为很多的青少年啊，这个家长的没有顾他们，他心灵很空虚，要找刺激啊。最简单的不要钱的，就是男女关系。
And a lot of teenagers of the youth are not taken care by the parents properly. So the sexual engagement perhaps is the best way for fun and excitement.
我们要怎么才可以得到满足
？So how can a person be content or satisfied？
圣经告诉我们。
So the Bible provide us an answer.
耶稣说：“我就是生命之粮。”
As we just read, Jesus said, "I'm the bread of life."
到我这里来必定不饿，信我的永远不渴。
He who comes to me shall never hunger, and who believes in me shall never thirst.
主耶稣说
，Jesus said,
我要叫我的喜乐存在你的心里
，and I'll make your joy in your heart.
让你的喜乐可以满足
，so your joy will be content.
满足就是百分之百。
And that content is the full content.
你绝对有可能，你百分之百的满足。
And you will be fully contented.
如果主耶稣活在你的心里面。
As long as Jesus lives in thee.
你就完全丰盛了。
And you will be abundant.
你就得到自由了。
And you will have the freedom.
很多这些世界上的事情你不需要，不是你不可以。
And you will have, you will be no interested in the secular things.
我可以抽烟，但是我不需要抽烟。
If I don't want to smoke, I don't have to smoke.
我可以喝酒，但是我不需要喝酒。
I can drink, but I don't want to drink it.
我可以用药，但是我不需要用药。
And I can use drug, but I don't want to use it.
但是我不用那些，不等于我很空虚。
If I don't use those things, doesn't mean that I am, you know, I feel vanity.
我的生命很丰盛。
And I still can have abundant life.
因为耶稣活在我里面。
Because Jesus lives in me.
这个是解决心灵空虚最根本的方法。
This is the fundamental way try to release from vanity.
就是耶稣是我们的粮。
Jesus Christ is our bread.
所以我们来教会的第一个体验是什么？
So what is our first experience when coming to the church?
当你来到教会以后，你觉得心里很平安，很喜乐。
You feel peace in your mind.
这种感觉本身就是一种享受。
And this is indeed a joy.
所以我们来敬拜神呢，这不是不得已的。
So we will come to worship God is not something we have to.
如果一个教会有神的存在
if this church has assistance of God,
你来到教会以后，你的心会很满足。
Then you will be so content.
因为耶稣就是生命之粮。
Because Jesus is the bread of life.
我请问第二个问题。
Now I raise the second question.
请问人要怎么才能够改变自己
？How can a person here a person be changed.
我们人常常想要改变别人。
We always try to change the others.
当我们发现有问题，我们常常觉得说这是因为别人有问题。
A lot of time, we put the blame on the people because it's his or her problem.
我们怎么才能够改变自己？
So how can I change myself?
这个是最根本的问题。
This is the fundamental question.
因为常常当我们开始改变自己，你发现很多人际问题就没有问题。
A lot of time, if we tend to change ourselves, and many of the interpersonal relationship will be resolved.
你的婚姻就没有问题。
And you will have no problem in your marriage.
你的家庭就没有问题。
And your family will have no problem.
好，但是当我们一旦想我没有问题，问题在别人，我们一直等待别人改变。
However, if we keep on thinking that I have no problems, but the other party is the has the problem.
到最后就没有人改变。
Then nobody will make the change.
因为大家都想这是别人的问题。
Because always people always put the blames on the others.
那没有问题，这个关系又越来越坏。
Then if that will create more and more problems, and the relationship will be getting worse.
所以到底我们怎么能够改变自己？
So how can a person change himself?
这是很困难的。
It's very difficult.
有一次啊，一个神学生在受训。
Once a theological student was in training.
我跟他愁眉苦脸的，就问他你到底发生什么问题。
And I noticed that he was very sorrowful, so I asked him what's the matter.
啊，他说啊，他的太太想要辞职。
His wife was going to resign.
啊，因为在工作的场合里面呢，上司对他不好。
She was mistreated by her boss.
那这个神学生啊，对他太太很了解。
So this theological student knows very well about his wife.
他说你先改变你自己。
So he told his spouse, you should change yourself first.
然后如果你的上司对你还是不好，你再考虑换工作。
Then if you are still mistreated by your superior, then you may consider to resign.
那过了几个月，我再问这个青年。
Several months later, I asked this theological student.
说你的太太换工作没有？
Did your wife change a job? Change a job?
没有，我太太现在很好。
And no, he said no. She is fine.
啊，顶头上司对她也很好。
And his superior, her supervisor, treat her well.
因为她回去又开始祷告。
Because she started to pray.
啊，神啊，求你改变我。
She asked the Lord to change herself.
那当她开始改变，她发现她的同事、她的上司对她都很好。
So once she makes a change, and all her colleagues. Treat her well.
所以人要怎么才能够改变自己呢？
So how can a person change himself?
这个是一个很大的问题啊。
It is a big problem.
圣经里面有一句话说。
That's a saying in the Bible.
如果豹能够除掉它的斑点，如果古斯人能够改变它的皮肤，你们就可以改变自己。
If a panther can remove its dust, and then you will be able to change yourself.
古斯人，那就是非洲人可以改变他的皮肤。
If the Africans can change the color of the skin, then you may also change yourself.
你看那个豹啊，从小生就一点一点，那个怎么洗到大还是一点一点。
You see all the dots on the panther, it was born like that. There's no way you could erase them.
你看那个皮肤啊，如果是那个颜色，你怎么洗加上肥皂擦就是那个颜色。
If this is the if the color of the skin by birth, you can never change it.
那人的个性就是这样。
Well, the character of a person is like that.
你没有办法改变你自己，不是你不愿意改变。
It's hard to change your character.
那人类就绝望了。
Then the person become hopeless.
不错，如果没有神，人是绝望。
If without God, man is hopeless.
那我们现在虽然有很多的所谓辅导
，We have a lot of counseling.
我看过《纽约时报》一篇报道。
Once I read a report from New York Times.
他说，婚姻发生问题去找辅导专家，大概有效期间是两年到五年。
If there's a marital crisis and consulting a counselor, that marriage may only last for about 2 to 3 years.
到过两三年到五年就没有办法挽回。
Then if this marital crisis has been lasting from 3 to 5 years, it is incurable.
他这个是无神论人想写的。
And this article was written by an atheist.
他说这个人婚姻发生问题，可能是你 communication 你的交通有问题。
Perhaps it is a communication issue.
但是你开始学习这个辅导，你就知道怎么讲对方想要讲听的话。
But after you receive the counseling, then you know what the other party expects you to say.
但是有一点辅导专家绝对没有办法做的。
But there's one thing that the counselors cannot help.
他没有办法改变你的本质。
It's impossible for him to change your character.
主耶稣说
Jesus said,
如果树的生命是坏的，结出来的果子就是坏的。
If it's a bad tree, it will bear bad fruits.
如果树的生命是好的，结出来的果子就是好的。
So if it's a good, if the quality of the tree is good, then it will bear quality fruits.
那个果子就是我们的生活。
And the fruit is our life.
啊。那个树的本质就是它的生命。
So the essence of a tree is its life.
所以我们生命的本质会决定我们生活的内容。
So the essence of life will determine the content of a life.
哦，那你怎么改变生命的本质？
Then how can you change the principle?
这个太难了。
It's very hard.
那我们看主耶稣怎么说。
Let's take a look of what Jesus has said.
请看约翰福音15章。
Let's refer to John chapter 15.
啊，约翰福音15章。
John chapter 15,
第一节
verse 1.
我是真葡萄树，我父是栽培的人。
I am the true vine, and my father is the vine dresser.
啊，葡萄树有很多。
There are different kinds of wine trees.
耶稣说，我是真的葡萄树。
But Jesus said that I am the true vine.
是真的。
He is the true vine.
什么是真的？
What is the true vine then?
天父在栽培我。
Because my father is the vine dresser.
那如果主耶稣是葡萄树，那我们是什么？
And if Jesus Christ is the vine, and what are they? And what are we then?
请看第五节。
Let's read verse 5.
我是葡萄树，你们是枝子。
Verse 5, Jesus said, I'm the vine, you are the branches.
啊，藏在我里面的，我也藏在他里面，这个人就多结果子。
He who abides in me and I in him bears much fruit.
难道离了我，你们就不能够做什么？
But without me, you can do nothing.
主耶稣两面都讲得很清楚啊。
So Jesus said very, very clearly on both sides.
如果我们跟主耶稣接在一起，
If we are connected to Jesus,
他的生命进到我们里面，
and his life abides in us.
我们生命变化更新，
and our life will be renewed.
跟主耶稣一样。
And we'll be in the likeness of Jesus.
我们就能够结出像主耶稣那样丰盛的果子。
Then we'll be able to bear much fruit like Jesus.
但是离了我，你就不能做什么。
However, without me, you can do nothing.
这个葡萄树枝如果离开了耶稣，没有生命在里面的这种灌输，你就不能结果子。
And if the branch is disjoint without without the life of Jesus, it will not be able to sustain.
今天很多的父母为着下一代带子女到美国来。
Many of the foreign parents brought the children to America.
但忽然间他们发现有一个很大的困难。
But they found a problem, a biggest problem.
就是我怎么教导我的下一代？
How can I teach my second generation?
这个是很难的问问题。
It's indeed a difficult question.
但是我们在教会里面也看到。
We also notice this in the church.
凡是敬畏神、热心拜神的是下一代。
Those who fear God and also the next generation.
哦，他的生活都很好。
And the life is very quality.
因为神的生命在他里面。
Because
彰显出来。
The life of God abides in them and it is manifested.
所以如果你愿意有一个幸福的家庭。
If you want to have a good family life.
你知道有一个保证吗？
And that is a guarantee.
就是你全家的人都像葡萄枝插在这个真葡萄树上面。
As long as, the entire household are connected to the vine.
你的全家都结果子。
Then your entire household, entire family will bear fruits.
那这个家庭生活就是幸福的。
And this is indeed a joyous and a beautiful home.
所以请不要判断一个人幸福不幸福，用他开什么车子，他住什么房子，住在什么区，这个不一定是这样的。
Do not evaluate the quality of a person by judging on the car, type of car he drives, the neighborhood that he lives in, and so on.
外在的条件绝对没有办法决定一个人是不是很幸福。
The external requirement do not determine whether a person lives in a happy life.
一个人真的幸福是从里面开始。
And a true happy life is internal.
当他有丰盛的生命，他结出丰盛的果子，他的家庭就是幸福的。
When a person has an abundant life, he'll be able to bear the good fruit, then he will indeed have a joyous life.
所以从各种的统计都显示。
So, from the statistic.
全家都敬畏神的人家庭最幸福。
And if entire family is fear of God, and is the is a joyous family.
啊，全家都敬畏神的下一代最少有婚前的性关系。
And those the family who has fear God, and the next generation will have less, will not have the less behavior or activity in premarital sexual engagement.
这个是统计数字在支持的。
So this is supported by the statistical report.
所以耶稣就是葡萄树。
Jesus Christ is a true vine.
当我们来靠近他
，So when we draw near him,
我们就会有本质上的改变。
And our characters will be changed.
圣经说，在他的性情。有份
and that will be you'll be in the likeness of God.
有一次我遇到一个青年
once I met a youth.
我就看到这个青年怎么年纪很轻，已经快要像我们这样头快秃了。
He's very young and yet he was almost bald.
哦，哇！后来他自己自我介绍
and he introduced himself.
啊，他说啊，他吸毒太多
and he used a lot of drugs.
哦，所以头发都掉光了
and he lost his hair.
啊。那他以前在吸毒的时候，心灵很空虚。
He feel very vanity when he was addicted to drug.
那后来他怎么改变呢
？And how was he changed?
他就是来教会慕道。
And he came to the church as a truth seeker.
哦，那来教会慕道以后
，And after
他的生命丰盛了。
And after became a truth seeker, his life was changed.
所以有一段时间，你打电话给他，他如果那个时候没有回答你，他那个 message 回答说：“哈利路亚，主耶稣是好的，请留话。”
So when you call him and his outgoing message is Hallelujah and Jesus is good.
这不是口号。
It's not just a slogan.
他真的，他本身有这个体验。
He personally experienced the goodness of believing in Jesus.
所以信耶稣的好不是用钱来量的。
So the goodness of believing Jesus cannot be evaluated by money.
因为很多事情好的不是钱买得到的。
A lot of good things cannot be bought by money.
但是你来到耶稣，他就给你白白给你，这个叫恩典。
And if you come to Jesus, He will give to you freely. This is so-called grace.
所以主耶稣是我们人生一个非常重要的至宝。
And Jesus Christ is the most precious to our life.
那我们现在在想。
Let's take a look.
我现在用几个问题来帮助我们想。
Let's take a look at some other issues. I will raise more questions.
请问你人生的集中追求是什么？
What do you focus in pursuing for?
有一个小朋友到教会来慕道。
Once there's a young kid came to the church as a truth seeker.
那回家以后他就问他爸爸。
Upon returning home, he asked his father.
说爸爸，人活着的目的是什么？
What is the purpose of a man living on earth?
爸爸说想这么多什么？书读好就好了。
His father said, "Why do you worry so many things? Just be good in your studies."
他爸爸讲的也对啊。
Of course, his father made the correct statement.
小孩子你在讲人生目的是吗？书读好就好了。
A young kid, how much do you know about life? As long as you study well, that is your duty.
但这个小孩子问的问题是很重要啊。
But this young kid asked a very, very important question.
我书读好了，下面要做什么？
If after I receive good education, what shall I do next?
爸爸说，找好工作啊。
And of course, you look for a good job.
那找好工作要做什么？
Then he asked, "What happened after I found a good job?"
你找好工作，条件好，你可以找好的配偶啊。
If you have a good condition, you may get a good spouse.
好，那你找好配偶要做什么？
And after I have a good spouse, then what?
你有好的家庭啊。
You have a good family.
这样一年一年一下过去了，你已经退休了。
And then time passes by, year passes by, you're going to retire.
小孩子已经搬走了。
And When the kids has moved away,
请问下面我要做什么？
So what should I do next after retirement?
401k 这么多啊，环游全世界。
Well, I have a lot of 401k. I accumulate a lot of money. Of course, I'll tour around the world.
那有什么就买什么啊。
I can buy whatever I want.
好，那这时间一年就过去了。
Time passes by.
很快你80岁、90岁了。
You are in your 80s, 90s.
如果你爸爸还在，请问爸爸，我下去要做什么？
If your father is still alive, you ask the same question, Dad, what should I do next?
你爸爸一定会跟你讲一句话。
Your father will give you this answer.
最后一句话，最重要的就是要好死。
And he will give you a final statement, you will die peacefully.
最好就是坐在沙发上看看电视就断气，这样做最好。
So the best way is you're watching television, sitting on the sofa, and you drop dead.
那如果老病再加上死，这个是很痛苦的一件事情。
If a person is in old age and then very, very ill, this is a suffering.
但 但是不管怎么拖，到最后你还是会死的。
So no matter what, you are still going to die.
那请问你人生集中的追求是什么
？So what you are focused in pursuing for during your lifetime?
因为最后有一个死结你解不开啊。
Because this is final, this is a knot that you cannot be cannot be relieved.
如果人生你用一个图表把它画
，If you draw a chart.
人是公平，神是公平，起跑点都是一样。
Of course, God is fair. The starting point, everybody has the same starting point.
都是从零开始。
From zero.
啊，然后他因为家世、背景、环境、能力不一样，所以一个人就会这么高，一个人还是平平的。
Of course, have different family background, different education, financial strength, and of course, you know, everybody have different have a different you know graphical chart.
所以到五十岁的时候，你在开这个同学会。
So, say for instance, you hold a alumnus gathering at the age of 50.
哇，有的人就很荣耀，有的人就很自卑。
Some people may are very, very glorious, some people are very sad, very upset.
但是你要再看下去啊。
But you continue to watch the life, ongoing life.
看到他最后的终点一样。
What's the end of a person's life?
回归向于零。
And also back to zero.
死的那一天就是零。
And for the person, the day of a person's death, everything's turned to nothing.
所以请问人活着要做什么
?So what is the purpose of the life?
忽然间你又发现找不到答案。
And you suddenly found no answer.
所以没有一个人能够给你答案。
So not everybody can give you a perfect answer.
我们活得很忙。
And we are very busy in life.
但是你最后在追求什么
?What do you actually pursue for?
难道就是舒服一场吗
?Do you only just expect to live in a comfortable life?
你有没有看过那个铁达尼号这部电影
Have you ever watched the movie Titanic?
它是第一艘所造的超级游轮
This is a super ship ever built.
里面 80% 都是 first class.
About 80%, you find 80% of a first class cabin.
他们穿最好的貂皮大衣，然后最高尚的香槟在那里快乐。
And they wore the best clothes, and drinking champagne and have a good time.
但是当他撞上冰山以后
when the ship collided with the iceberg,
绝大部分都死在海里面。
Most of them died in the ocean.
如果当时拿出一个当时有人这样说
，If a person make that statement at that time,
说我送你一张免费的铁达伦号的这个船舱票给你。
If somebody else ever make that kind of statement, I give a free Titanic ticket.
你一定会觉得很高兴。
你说在船离开之前 Before the ship was sailing, you would be very happy if someone else offered you a free ticket.
我们只是普通的朋友，你怎么送我这张这么好的
？You were just my common friend, just an ordinary friend. Why do you give me this free ticket?
但是如果你知道那一船的话，船会沉下去，赔钱给你，你也不会进去。
However, if you know that this ship is going to sink,You will even they give you pay you to sail on this ship, you will not take it.
但是诸位，我们醒过来吧。
Please wake up.
我们现在就是在铁达尼号上。
We are all on Titanic. We are all on this ship.
大部分的人都在头等舱里面。
And most of us are in the first class cabin.
你的生活非常好。
You live in a good luxury life.
但是，等一下就会沉下去。
And this ship is going to sink.
你死的就是沉下去了。
The time, that moment you're going to die is the same as the ship sinking.
耶稣来，你还没有死，也就是世界末日，就是沉下去了。
When Jesus comes, you're still alive, it is doomsday.
这个是一定会发生的，不是或许会发生的。
And this will definitely happen.
请问你怎么办？
May I ask you these questions? What shall you do?
没有一个人能够回答你。
Nobody can give you an answer.
除了主耶稣之外。
Except Jesus Christ.
先看约翰福音第八章。
Let's refer to John chapter 8.
约翰福音第八章。
John chapter 8.
12节。
Verse 12.
第八章的12节。
John chapter 8, verse 12.
耶稣又对众人说，我是世界的光，跟从我就不在黑暗里面走，必要得着生命的光。
Then Jesus spoke to them again, saying, I'm the light of the world. He who follows me shall not walk in darkness, but have the light.Of life.
耶稣说跟从我就不走在黑暗里面。
Jesus Christ said that he who follows me shall not walk in darkness.
什么是黑暗?
And what is the darkness?
黑暗就是没有前途。
And darkness is hopeless.
啊，黑暗就是没有盼望。
Darkness is hopeless.
黑暗就是没有生命。
Darkness is lifeless.
如果今天我们没有找到耶稣
，If today we don't find Jesus Christ，
我们就活在黑暗里面。
And we live in darkness.
我们的人生是彻彻底底没有前途，没有希望。
And our human life is hopeless.
啊，我们
without future
是等待最后一个结果。
And we are just waiting for the last moment to come.
啊，享受一下就死了。
We just enjoy for the period of time, then we die.
但是圣经告诉我们，死后还有审判。
But the Bible tells that there's judgment after death.
不是死就完了。
Death is not just simply an end.
如果死就完了，现在 credit card 这么好申请，申请十张尽量用嘛。
If death means the end of everything, then I should just apply as many credit cards as I wish and begin to charge.
但是死还有审判。
But there's judgment after death.
这就是来生的开始。
And this is the beginning of the second life.
所以当我们进到耶稣这个光里面
，So when we are into the life of Jesus，
你就发现人活着的今生就是为着来世的准备。
Then you notice that you realize that living in this life is the preparation for the next life.
今生是短暂的
，And this life is temporary.
来世是永远的
，And the next life, the future life is forever.
所以真的我们要注重的是来世。
Therefore, we should look upon is the next life, is the next gen, is the future life.
好，那我再问你一个问题。
Let me ask you another question.
那如果有来世，我要从这一边到那一边，那个门在哪里
？If there's a future life, and where is the gate?
哦，因为你没有门进去，你进不去啊。
If without the gate, without the door, how can you enter?
你到美国第一关就是海关，这个就是门。
So the first gate when you enter the U.S. is the immigration.
你没有 visa, 你就进不来。
Without a visa, without valid visa, you will be denied entry.
如果有天国，有来世。
If there's a heaven and there is future life.
那个门在哪里？
And where is the gate?
好，我们来看约翰福音第十章。
Let's read John chapter 4.
啊，约翰福音第十章。
John chapter 10.
第七节。
Verse 7.
所以耶稣又对他们说，我实实在在告诉你，我就是羊的门。
Then Jesus said to them again, most assuredly I say to you, I am the door of the sheep.
我就是羊的门。
I am the door of the sheep.
这个门就是通往天、
And、
神的国、天国的门。
This door is towards the heavenly kingdom. It's the gate of the heavenly kingdom.
我们知道有人说条条道路通罗马。
There's a saying that you know, all the roads lead to Romans.
啊，什么宗教都好啊。
You can believe in any religion.
都到最后能够让你上天国、上西天。
And all the religion will bring you to the same final destination.
不是这样的。
It is not so.
这个是人骗自己的。
And man try to cheat himself.
一个宗教能不能真的带你上到天国，你要看那个教主。
And whether religion can bring you to the heaven is up to the founder.
比方说孔子。
For instance, like Confucius.
很多人很尊敬孔子。
Many people respect him.
你如果到孔子的故乡去。
If you go to the home country of Confucius,
你走到最后里面有一堆土，这个叫孔丘之墓。
You will see the graveyard of Confucius.
如果孔子现在还埋在他那里，他能救你吗
？If Confucius was still buried underground, can he save you?
他都不能救他自己，他能救你吗？
Even he cannot save himself, how can he save you?
不错，他可以教你很多做人很好的理论，这很好。
Jesus may, Confucius may teach you a lot, may give a lot of good teachings.
但是他能救你进入来世吗？
Can he save you into the next life?
很显然是不能的。
Evidently, Confucius cannot save you.
耶稣说，我是门。
Jesus said that I am the door.
门只有一个。
That's only just one gate.
就是耶稣。
Which is Jesus.
所以如果我们向往来世，你只有一条路可以走。
If we look upon the next generation, there's only one way.
那就是耶稣。
And which is Jesus.
我们看约翰福音14章。
Let's refer to John chapter 14.
约翰福音14章。
John chapter 14.
第六节。
Verse 6.
耶稣说，我就是道路、真理、生命，若没有借着我，没有人能够回到父那里去。
Jesus said to him, I am the way, the truth, and the life. No one comes to the Father except through me.
耶稣说，我就是道路。
Jesus said, I am the way.
道路就是连接两点的一条捷径。
And the way is a shortcut connecting two points.
那耶稣是道路，要连接你现在在这个地方到另外一点天国。
Jesus Christ is the way, he will connect you between now and the heavenly kingdom.
那没有借着我，没有人能够回到父那里去。
And without going through Jesus, nobody else can come to the Father.
父就是天上的神。
Father is God in heaven.
没有借着耶稣，你没有办法回到神那里去。
Except through Jesus, through Jesus, no one can come to the Father.
为什么？
What is the reason?
只有一个原因。
That's only one answer.
因为只有耶稣能够解决你的罪。
Only Jesus can resolve the problem of your sin.
因为只有耶稣曾经为我们罪死。
Jesus, only Jesus died for our sins.
也只有耶稣有资格为我们的罪死。
Only Jesus is the most qualified to die for us.
人跟神最大的阻隔就是罪。
So the hindrance, the biggest hindrance between man and God is the sin.
耶稣来世界只有一个使命。
Jesus Christ came to this world for only one mission.
要救我们脱离罪。
To deliver us from the trap, from sins.
为我们罪啊，牺牲在世上。
And he sacrificed himself on the cross for our sins.
所以他是唯一的一条道路。
See, Jesus is the only path, the only way.
所以我们今天呢、啊，活在这个世界上。
So living on this earth nowadays.
啊，如果你要对很重要的问题找到答案。
If you try to look for the answers for many different questions,
我们要来寻找耶稣。
You have to come to seek for Jesus Christ.
他是至宝。
And he is the most precious.
他能够帮助我们解决很多的问题。
He can help us to resolve all kinds of questions.
他会带给丰盛的生命。
He will bring us abundant life.
他会改变我们。
He will also change us.
这个是非常宝贵的。
And this is the most precious.
我们唱诗。
Let's sing him.
464.
Please be seated.
啊，我们要来祷告。
We're going to pray again.
啊，我们怎么跟主耶稣建立关系呢
？How can we establish the relationship with Jesus Christ?
就是借着祷告。
And through the prayer.
祷告就是人跟神的一种交通。
Prayer is the way to communicate with God.
神是一个灵。
God is spirit.
他看不见。
He is invisible.
但是你可以体验得到。
But you will still be able to experience his existence.
电你看不到。
You do not see the electrical power.
但是你摸到插头，你会触到电。
But if you touch it, you will be shocked.
你就知道有电。
And you know that is electricity.
神看不到。
By the same token, God cannot be seen.
但是当我们很诚恳地敬拜他。
If we worship him with sincerity,
神的灵会降在我们身上。
The Spirit of God will come upon us.
神本身有很大的能力。
God has the mighty power.
所以神的灵降在我们身上，你会觉得很舒服。
So when the power of God abides in you, you will be very comfortable.
觉得很平安，很喜乐。
You will feel peace and joy.
有时候你受感动会流眼泪。
You even will shed tears.
那神的灵降临，你会被感动，讲一种听不懂的话，跟神交通，叫做说方言。
The Spirit of God comes upon you, you will be able to utter in an unknown tongue.
这是一个很大的神迹。
This is a great miracle.
五六岁的小孩，七八十岁的老人都可以得圣灵。
A young age of child and even an elderly member will be able to experience the power of the Holy Spirit.
我们得到圣灵，常常祷告，我们个性会改变。
And those who receive Holy Spirit and pray frequently, and even these characters will be changed.
我们的人生观会改变。
And we even have a change of attitude towards human life.
整个人会改变。
And even the entire person their personality will be changed.
你的家庭会更幸福。
And your family will be more joyous.
所以我们来敬拜神，寻找耶稣非常重要。
It's very important that to come to seek for God.
那我们怎么祷告
？How do we pray?
跪下来。
We kneel.
代表我们的谦卑。
Showing our humility.
我们在这个上面有哈。
And these are the instructions.
我们眼睛合起来，专心。
We close our eyes so we can concentrate.
第一句话念奉主耶稣圣名祷告。
We make the first statement in the name of Jesus Christ. We pray.
念一次。
And we just say it once.
然后。继续念哈利路亚。
And we repeatedly say Hallelujah, praise the Lord.
那我们这样很虔诚，这样跟神交通，你就会体验有体验。
Then we pray in this way, we will have experience.
那我们祷告的时候要求神赦免我们一切的罪。
And of course, in the prayer, we ask the Lord to forgive our sins.
因为我们犯很多的罪。
Because we committed a lot of sins.
当我们很谦卑的认罪，神就愿赦免。
And we confess to the Lord with sincerity and truth, and He will forgive us.
我们的祷告就可以达到神面前。
Then our prayers.We'll outreach God. Then we will have experience.
我们现在要来祷告。
We're now going to pray.
那如果你愿意求圣灵。
If you want to pray for the Holy Spirit,
要帮助代祷的
if you want to, if you need intercession,
你可以到前面来，我们教会的长圣职人员会帮我按手祷告。
You may come to the front of the podium, the ordained ministers will lay hand on you.
所以诸位朋友，欢迎你跟我们一起祷告。
Once again,
但是如果你不习惯坐着也没有关系。
Once again, we welcome our friends to pray with us. However, you may still sit.
好，所以我们现在要一起来祷告。
Let's, we're going to pray together.
我们大概祷告15分钟。
We pray for 15 minutes.
一起来祈祷。
Now, let's pray together.